Congress has graded agencies on how well they've implemented a year-old law to streamline their management of information technology. No one ran home smiling to mom. On average, agencies earned a D on their federal IT Acquisition Reform Act report cards. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with details. Hi, Jason.
How you doing, Emily?
Good. Well, I'm doing better probably than these agencies are feeling. I mean, this was their first scorecard on the FATARA law. Tell us which ones scored well and which didn't.
Right. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee scored agencies across four agencies. Now, as we reported earlier this week on Tuesday, the committee looked at agency progress against their data center consolidation plans, IT portfolio reviews using the portfolio stat tool. Now, this is a encompassing review with all parts of the agency, not just the IT side. The risk assessment of IT projects. And, of course, the big one here, CIO authorities, meaning how are CIOs moving agencies toward what they call incremental or agile development for IT projects. Now, these four grades were individual, and then they were all put together for a final grade. So across all five of the four areas plus the final grade, there was a total of only 14 A's out of 120 total grades. So not great. Overall, the Department of Commerce and the General Services Administration received the overall highest grades with a total of a B, and only the Departments of Education, Energy, and NASA received a total score of F. All the rest of the agencies were in the C's and D's, mostly D's. Congressman Jerry Connolly is the ranking member of the Government Operations Subcommittee and co-author of FATARA.
This scorecard is not intended to be a juridical prescriptive exercise. It should not be considered a scarlet letter on the back of a federal agency. It is an initial assessment, a point-in-time snapshot, much like the quarterly report card one might get in a university or in a school. The intent isn't to punish or stigmatize. It is, in fact, to exhort and urge agencies to seize this opportunity and use the scorecard as a management tool to better guide decision-making and investments within the agency. While the grades themselves are illustrative of overall performance, it's the multiple elements that make up the grades on which agencies in our committee will focus to ensure we deliver on the transformative promise of FATARA.
And I think that was a key theme throughout this hearing, Emily, the transformative promise of FATARA. In fact, Congressman Will Hurd...
It sounds so lofty.
Well, it is. It's transformative. I mean, this is the law, right? This is the first IT update law in the last, 20 plus years. So there's a lot of hope behind this. Congressman Will Hurd is the chairman of the IT subcommittee, which held the FATARA hearing on Wednesday and released the scorecard. He says while no agency received what he called a gold star, he did see some agency making real progress across all these four areas to improve how they manage IT. We will have a link later today of the full scorecard on federalnewsradio.com so people can check out how their agency did. The theme, again, wasn't lost on those who testified that this is a floor, this is an initial report card. Tony Scott is the federal CIO. He says he only saw the scorecard for the first time on Wednesday.
To me, it's sort of one of the ways to look at it is it's a baseline of sort of where we are today. And I think the hope for FATARA is to seize this historic moment and, frankly, do things differently than we've done in the past. So to me, the real measure will be 6 months or a year from now, did we really move the needle on these things? I would love to change the past. Can't do that. I haven't figured out any way. But, if we can really make progress in the next year or two, I think that's the real test. And hopefully the scorecard, can reflect, real-time progress as we go down the road. So as we work together, I'd like to figure out how we make sure we're getting more real-time visibility.
Now, Congressman Hurd says if the committee doesn't see improvements over the coming months, then they're going to have more uncomfortable conversations with agency CIOs and other leaders. And both Hurd and Connolly also made it very clear, exemptions to the law, carve-outs, if you will, like those wanted by the national laboratories at the Energy Department, will not be happening, and this is not a compliance exercise. Those efforts, they say, will just not be tolerated.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, what's the area in which lawmakers expect the most progress to happen in the coming year?
Well, I think, of course, the committee wants progress across all those metric areas. But I think the one area that both lawmakers and the Government Accountability Office kept coming back to during the hearing was around data center consolidation. GAO's David Pounder is the director of IT management issues. He says agencies are leaving billions of dollars in savings and cost avoidance on the table.
This is the big dollar savings area. FATARA requires annual publicly reported updates on savings. Our ongoing review for this committee highlights the importance of this section of the law. 2,100 more data centers are now being reported to us for a total of 11,700 centers. Over 3,300 have been closed to date, and the government plans to close an additional 2,000 centers. Over $2.5 billion have been saved, and there's another $5.5 billion on the table. So in total, the government plans to close 5,000 centers and save about $8 billion. Mr. Chairman, this $8 billion total should actually be much higher since some agencies have lowballed their targets and not all agencies have new cost estimates in. The top five agencies in data center savings are Treasury, DOD, DHS, Transportation, and Commerce.
Pounder says over the next few months, OMB will issue a new policy to further define what agencies need to do in 2016 and beyond to close more data centers. He says the guidance will look at what they call core and non-core data centers and set expectations for them both. Core data centers are the ones that are the main data centers that hold a lot of your servers, your applications that agencies use and depend on. The non-core ones, Emily, could be anything from a closet that has a switcher, a router, you know, a server, so very small ones that they could do without, but still maybe help the agency function a little bit. Pounder says that certain agencies need more of a push from OMB and Congress to get on this initiative, and I think that's why the guidance is so important that's coming from OMB. But one of the big challenges with data center consolidation, and let's be truthful here, with a lot of these FATARA initiatives, is the need by agencies to spend a little money to save a lot of money. And in fact, several lawmakers asked the CIOs who testified if some sort of incentive to save money and invest it back in the IT infrastructure and mission areas is needed. Listen to this exchange between Transportation CIO Richard McKinney and Congressman Mark Meadows on weather about why data center consolidation and be able to use those savings from that is so important.
In my experience with IT, it's foundational. Everything else that you do in IT, you do on top of that foundation. And it's like you got an old house, somebody gives you an old house, where do you go? You go in the basement. So I'm headed into the basement trying to figure out what's the foundation, what's the plumbing, what's the electrical like, and try to fix that first. I think the most of the money, the savings, is in that. But I also think it's absolutely essential if we're going to build great IT on top of it.
Well, here's what I would offer to each one of the agencies as we start to work with that. If any of you or all of you want to work with us in terms of being more aggressive in terms of data center consolidation and those big numbers, I'll work in a bipartisan way with my colleagues to go to the appropriators and say, listen, we need to give them the benefit of the doubt, whether that's on the authorizing side, but certainly on the appropriating side, and see what we can do. And if you want to reach out to do that, that offer stands.
Now, McKinney says the goal is not only to drive down costs, but improve service delivery. But both cost upfront money, and in the end, that's going to save a lot more in the long term. But, of course, agencies need help.
So how's the Office of Management Budget making sure FATARA gets the attention it needs from the agency's top leaders?
And I think that's a big concern because many times laws get passed, they get a little bit of a bump at the beginning, and then they don't go on and on and on. They kind of tail off at the end. Well, federal CIO Tony Scott made it clear that FATARA implementation plans that were due back to them in the July-August timeframe that will be finalized by December was anything but a rubber stamp effort. And he says OMB has taken several steps to hold agencies more accountable over the short and long term. Some of those steps include, for instance, more policies that are coming out, like the one we saw, for instance, a couple weeks back on laptop and desktop buying consolidation. We're going to see more of that. He's also relaunching what they call the management.cio.gov, which will list best practices and agency implementation plans. And OMB is also working closely with the CIO Council, the President's Management Council, and GSA to further information sharing. And finally, one big piece of this is Congress, of course, heard and Connolly have promised to hold agencies accountable and maybe even hold a hearing that not just brings CIOs in, but brings CFOs, chief acquisition officers, chief human capital officers, ought to testify about their roles in FATARA implementation.
All right, so lots more ahead. Jason Miller, thanks as always.
My pleasure.